USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld has died. Rumsfeld, surrounded by his family, died in New Mexico at the age of 88. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton reflects on the legacy of the former Defense Secretary on Fox News.
And Don Rumsfeld, even when he was in the business world, he remained engaged. He sat on public commissions, and he rang the alarm on law and matters. He was talking about the importance of missile defense as well in those days. So both times when he became Secretary of Defense, he took charge of a military that needed to begin to update and modernize.
Former President Trump says the situation at the U.S.-Mexico border has never been worse. Speaking in Texas, Trump says President Biden is destroying our country because he repealed the Remain in Mexico policy. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
The Democratic-controlled House approves a measure to remove Confederate statues from the halls of the Capitol. Dan Naraki has more on the story from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau.
The House has passed a bill to remove the statues of those who voluntarily served in the Confederacy from the U.S. Capitol. The measure passed in a 285-120 vote and would also replace the bust of Roger B. Taney, the Chief Justice who wrote the decision in the Dred Scott case, with one of Thurgood Marshall. The bill's future in the Senate is uncertain. The House passed this measure last year, but no action was taken in the upper chamber.
During debate on the bill, House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, said, quote, all the statues being removed by this bill are statues of Democrats. Maybe it's time the Democrats change the name of their party, close quote. Pending home sales are reaching their highest level for the month of May since 2005. The National Association of Realtors saying they rose 8% last month when compared to April. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
President Biden is hitting the road to pitch his infrastructure plan to the American people. The president, spending time Tuesday in La Crosse, Wisconsin, suggesting there would be no coming back for seconds regarding infrastructure when it comes to basic infrastructure spending, such as roads, bridges, and public transportation. Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman tells CNBC he can get behind the president's bipartisan bill so long as it stays focused on improving the economy.
There's a lot in this package for infrastructure for West Virginia and for Ohio and for every other state because, you know, they've got crumbling infrastructure there. They've got the roads and bridges issue. They have a tough time paying for it. So, you know, this is something that's going to be helpful in terms of the economy of West Virginia. I will say that. He's strongly supportive of this package, and he was a big part of it. So my hope is that for Democrats, you know, they focus on what's good for the economy. And raising taxes right now, particularly making our country less competitive at a time when we finally have a tax rate for not so much corporations is what I'm concerned about, but the workers, because most of the benefit of the tax cuts went to the workers based on the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office and other economic analysis. We've talked about that in the show before. When you raise those taxes, particularly raising them five times higher than we cut them in 2017.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying Democrats will not take up the Senate's bill until a budget reconciliation bill is passed in tandem. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.